that special, meaningful, and shows a certain amount of care and thought has gone into its making or purchase. But what's actually out there that may appeal to the new embroiderer, the traditional embroiderer, the textile artist, or someone who may simply love collecting sewing-related paraphernalia? Oops, I think I've opened the lid on Pandora's box here. But we all need some inspiration from time to time, even me. So, Stitch Safari listeners, grab a coffee or a relaxing pot of tea. Sit back and let's enjoy some gift-giving inspiration or just paddle in your wish list dreams. Hello and welcome to the Stitch Safari podcast, a sprightly and upbeat expedition into the alluringly appealing ambrosial world of stitch history, art and embroidery. Each fortnight we'll trek through and discover the utilitarian, the decorative, the quirky and the just plain fun world that is the art of the needle. My name's Kathy Jack Copeland, and I'm the Stitch Safari Expedition Leader. I'm an Australian textile artist, teacher, judge, blogger, and stitch enthusiast whose work in contemporary machine stitch became my business. Now, I have a feeling that I'm going to be jumping every which way in this episode because this topic is huge. So I'd like to focus on the unusual, the cool, and the also practical and necessary items that just make an embroiderer's life that much more easier and perhaps even fun. However, I do know people who are dedicated collectors of embroidery tools and equipment. I also know that that can be a very expensive pastime, so I'm going to leave that topic for the professional collector and hone in more on simple, practical, affordable tools, gadgets and ideas, the sort of items that we all need or wish for in our stitching arsenal. Let's start with a simple gift certificate to a favourite embroidery website. Many businesses now offer this sort of service, and it allows the receiver the opportunity to buy what they would really like or need without having to traipse around shops, battle traffic, or try to find parking. You just have to find out the person's favourite suppliers. You choose the price range, the receiver gets a delivery, hopefully beautifully packaged. Win-win. Then come scissors. Yes, I know these sound so mundane, but every embroiderer knows how important this one item is. I can tell you how much I love my scissors. They're not overly expensive ones. They're gold, practical, sharp, and pretty, and they travel around with me everywhere. Now, you can go to town on scissors. I mean, the variety is enormous, and so are the prices. So know your price point, then find what's available to suit. There are scissors made to suit certain techniques, or you could buy a good all-round pair like mine that are small, sharp, easily packed away for holidays or weekends away and are very, very useful. And most good scissors usually come nicely boxed and presented. What about paying for a longed-for online course or in-person workshop? There's such a plethora of choice nowadays, and although some can be quite pricey, depending on how it's set up, lifetime access is often offered for many of these online courses. Just check before you buy. It also gives the gift receiver the opportunity to work with national or international artists, or those new and upcoming artists who are making a name for themselves. You're also patronising a self-supporting textile artist in their own business, or supporting a gallery or business in the textile and fibre art genre. Again, win-win. Many embroidery and textile artists now have their own websites, and many also sell through those websites, and their offerings range from their work to their books and to beautiful hand-dyed threads. One such is Fleur Wood's art. You can purchase her new book, beautiful prints, pieces of her artwork, a huge array of kits, gift vouchers, or book into one of the many workshops on offer. You may have to travel to New Zealand though, but that's just the icing on the cake. Best of all though are the stunning hand-painted and dyed four-ply silk merino wools available for purchase with names such as Hollyhock, Aster and Delphinium, just to whet your taste buds. For the beginner embroiderer, think about purchasing an embroidery kit so they can learn a new technique without having to worry about designing it themselves. Etsy offers a huge variety of innovative and fun kits. The benefit here is that you can check out the reviews first, along with exactly what comes with the kit. Be careful though, some are digital downloads, so you'd have to make sure that you have all the equipment first. Plus, some are digitized machine embroidery kits, not hand embroidery kits, so be aware of what you want to purchase and make sure that's what you're getting. For the serious embroiderer, there's always organizers or pretty storage boxes for those precious threads and embroidery tools. Organizers, you can never have too many. And for the embroiderer who likes to attend workshops, how about some sort of bag or tote on wheels? You know, I was teaching recently in Wollongong and used our very chic, very upmarket shopping trolley, covered in happy sunflowers and dragonflies, I have to add, to pack the entire needs for a two-day workshop for 10 people. Best thing is it's easy to pack and unpack. It slips easily into the car and, of course, it's on wheels. Huge bonus. Sometimes moving all your sewing equipment is back-breaking work. Now for the aspiring textile artist, there's always room for sketchbooks, coloured markers, and even those delicious aquarelle watercolour pencils. These come in tin sets or pencil tubes. Currently, there's even a tin in the form of a suitcase, ideal for gift giving for the avid textile artist and for those who just like to collect and reuse quirky tins. But wait, what about a portfolio art case? Yes, most textile artists would have an online portfolio, but if you're ever asked to give an in-person talk or presentation, these offer a safe way to transport your design paperwork and textile artwork. They have handles, some even have straps that help enormously when you need to move your artwork and keeps everything in good order and good condition. Lighting is nearly always an issue for embroiderers, either floor lamps or travelling lights. I know for me in our new apartment, I use a small light that plugs into my computer. It's ultra handy for evening stitching, and I don't think it was all that expensive. And for the avid jigsaw enthusiast, there are embroidery-inspired jigsaws out there. Some feature the G's Bend quilts, the Tree of Life, a needlework station, and even a beads and buttons puzzle. Not easy to find, but they are out there. I know some quilt artists have even had their finished artworks turned into puzzles, but again, they're not easy to find. Definitely different, and definitely fun, if you can source them. For the new embroiderer, perhaps a set of circular wooden hoops or a plastic square embroidery hoop snap frame would be a good starting point. There's something practical and useful, especially the snap frame. I know when I'm stitching, I like to have the same tools laid out in the same order each time I stitch, and that includes a small fabric topped bead tray where my scissors, threads and beads should reside while I'm stitching, plus my pin cushion full of a variety of sharp and blunt, large and small needles. Now I do this so that everything I need is at hand. I like to walk without constantly stopping to look for items, so covered bead trays with pin cushions I find extremely helpful. Even some of those old-fashioned red tomato-shaped pin cushions, some of which come with a small strawberry filled with emery powder that can be used to sharpen a burr from a needle or take off the beginnings of dreaded rust. Now, you'll probably think this is overkill, but one of the most useful items I've ever purchased was a set of jewellery trays. You know, the ones divided into a number of different chambers, ready for all that glittery treasure. Well, they're also extremely useful for embroiderers too. There's a number of divisions for needles, scissors, threads, thimbles, beads, and embellishments. Google them and see what comes up. I bought mine on Amazon. And perhaps one of the most innocuous of all, for me at least, would be a lovely tin or box of fine, sweetly perfumed powder. If you live in a humid, clammy climate, powder is an instant lift to the hands and to your stitching as well. It helps keep the work clean, plus it smells pretty good too. Think I've finished? Well, think again. Buy an embroidery or quilting magazine and there's a huge choice of patterns and kits that can be purchased. But what I recently came across would appeal to the person who loves to travel. There are a number of quilt and embroidery based cruises on offer that would make the perfect extra special gift from someone who loves to travel and stitch too. Why not buy a subscription to one of these magazines? Some now even come as e-books. And again, for the avid traveller, there's a nifty portable sewing table that folds up from flat pack. Just add a small sewing machine and the stitching continues along with the journey. We're nearly there now, just a few more. There's just one more avenue to explore. Why not visit a local gallery that stocks textile and fibre art and buy a piece for your loved one? That way, you're not only supporting an artist, but a community. And with all these wonderful ideas, all I want to do now is put all these ideas to good use and begin to stitch. Don't forget World Embroidery Day is soon going to be upon us, July 30. So why not start to plan a get-together with friends and family and simply sit and stitch for an hour or two or even 10. I have an idea for a small piece of work that I'll publish on the day, so keep an eye out for that. I hope this episode of Stitch Safari has opened a few new and imaginative gift-giving ideas for the avid embroiderer or aspiring textile artist, because I'm sure your thoughtfulness will mean the world to them. As always, thank you so much for your time. I love having you here and you know by now that it's truly appreciated. Tell your friends to tune in and subscribe and let's really enjoy 2024 with even more embroidery-based adventures. Stitch Safari's now reached over 19.7 thousand downloads and that's all thanks to you. It's also been mentioned as one of the 20 best embroidery podcasts of 2021 by Whoop Magazine, listed as one of the top shows about embroidery by Repod in 2022, recorded number 3 in the top 5 textile industry podcasts you must follow in 2023 by Feedspot, and listed globally in the top 10% by Listen Notes. And I'm extremely grateful. Please leave a message and subscribe to the Stitch Safari podcast because there's just so much more to discover and it's all so fascinating. I do post interesting tidbits on Instagram and Facebook from time to time, as well as book reviews and a blog on the Stitch Safari website, so do head on over. Till the next exciting episode of Stitch Safari and our next inspiring adventure into stitch, embroidery and design. Bye for now.